This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
We do Gavin's phone scams every morning on the wake-up call. You can text the word scam to 73389 if you want to hear any of Gavin's old phone scams. What you got lined up today?
Well, it's election season, and I like to do these parody polls where I just call up people pretending to be somebody who's a pollster, and Jason's boyfriend asked me to do it to Jason, so I'm going to call and waste his time.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
I am looking for Jason.
I am he.
Oh, hi. Jason, my name is Raul Labrador, and I'm calling from USA Today. And I'm doing some polling for our publication. Do you have a few minutes? It's about the upcoming election.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Thank you very much. First question that I have is, what is your age?
I am 28.
28. Okay.
Yeah, just turned, actually.
And do you make above or below $100,000 a year?
Oh, below.
And what is your ethnicity?
I'm white. English descent, if that matters.
It doesn't, and that's really weird. Okay. Who are you planning on supporting in the presidential election coming up?
That'd be Biden.
Biden. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. As far as local politics go, do you support more money going to repair potholders?
Potholders?
Yeah. That's what my sheet says.
I mean, I guess I feel pretty good about potholders as they are. You can usually buy a new one, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be potholes. I don't know how potholders are a government issue.
I guess we'll never know. Okay. Moving on. So people who are Renaissance fair enthusiasts, do you think that they should have the right to vote?
Yes. I didn't know that was an issue.
What kind of car do you drive?
Honda Civic.
Okay. Why?
It's reliable. It's pretty old. It's fairly easy to repair.
Do you like the taste of the toothpaste that you're currently using?
How does this benefit the local government?
I don't really know, actually. I just come in and they give me a sheet of questions and I'm supposed to make a bunch of calls and get them answered.
Okay, I'm fine with it.
Okay, you're fine with it?
All right,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
My toothpaste.
All right, how do you feel about the taste of your deodorant?
I'm going to go back to the potholders one on this. It's probably a typo.
I mean, I don't think that's a typo. You've never tasted your deodorant?
You don't think that's a... No.
Really?
You have?
Of course.
Are you telling me you have?
Yeah, of course. How else are you supposed to know if it's good?
Usually I smell it. What do you think deodorant is for?
What do I think deodorant is for?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
I mean, nutrition. It's usually part of a balanced breakfast.
What do you think deodorant is?
Like this, like elongated yellow thing. It's got a peel on it, and you eat what's inside of that.
Oh, honey, no, that's a banana.
No, my sheet says deodorant. You know what?
Yeah,
it's fine.
No,
I'll just put down. I'll put down question mark. I'll put down. You didn't know what deodorant was.
I get that your sheet. That doesn't stop being a banana just because your sheet calls it deodorant. Also, I think. Your sheet doesn't have like, pictures or anything on it, does it?
No, not anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think the misunderstanding isn't with the sheet as much as it is with you.
Okay, who would you say is your homie?
Okay. I'm sorry, who's my homie?
Yes.
I'm caught up here. This is relevant to the government needs to know my friend group.
How should a man apply chapstick?
What? How should a man apply chapstick?
Yeah. Is there even a way for a man to apply chapstick?
Yeah, you put it on your lips. It's normal.
It makes you look perverted.
This has got to be a joke, right? There's no way that this is serious.
Yeah, it is. It is a joke. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. Your boyfriend Bryce is the one who wanted me to do this. He sent me an email. I'm sorry for wasting your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.